Frank Lundy says the Affordable Care Act hurt his business after he hired a benefits producer to assist customers with ACA plans.
After 3 months and $10,000 invested by me in the position, we had zero revenue from producing those policies.
David DiBiase, Associate Director of AARP Virginia, says while funded by the Affordable Care Act, Medicaid expansion is a separate issue.
The link is money and the link is the law, but the actual programs are not linked.
Speaker of the House Bill Howell wants Medicaid expansion separated from budget negotiations.
I have a grandson who's getting ready to go off to University of Virginia. UVA is trying to set their tuition rates right now, and they can't do it because they don't know how much money they'll be getting from the Commonwealth. So what they're going to probably do is set them higher.
Republican House Majority Leader Kirk Cox of Colonial Heights says the Senate's budget draft lacks specifics.
Anything that's in the temporary waiver has to be in the permanent waiver. I don't think there's any way they're going to basically agree to that, because anything you put in the temporary waiver to me is just a temporary waiver. So what do I do in 2 years when they don't do that? I'm done.
DiBiase says the House GOP's concerns are inconsistent with their positions on other federally funded parts of the state budget.
We get over $1 billion in transportation money. We get close to $1 billion in education, $140 million in public safety. We don't worry every year that they're going to renege on those promises. Why is it that they're going to renege on health care?
Jill Hankin, staff attorney with the Virginia Poverty Law Center.
When you look at the cost estimates that look 10 years out, there overall is a cost savings to Virginia, even when Virginia has to pick up a mere 10% of the cost.
Both sides have less than 2 weeks to make their case to Virginians before the General Assembly returns to Richmond for a special session on the budget. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Colonial Heights.